Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is the end of a series that I've been doing just showing healing testimonies. We have three volumes of DVDs where we have just shown miraculous healing testimonies, and this is my third week to do it. This will be our 15th testimony. And I tell you, it has been powerful. Powerful. I mean, we have seen things that I just don't understand how people can persist and say that God doesn't do miracles today when we've documented and shown you, even had doctors, and some of them have verified these healings. And yet there's some people that just will not believe. You know, I can't control those kind of things. But for the people who just maybe haven't believed because they haven't heard, we've been sharing the truth and showing some videos that I think are just powerful. You know, I encourage you, today is our last day to make these materials available. And we've got these three healing journeys now, three albums of this. And today's our last day to offer that. Also, we have this little booklet on God Wants You Well that we've been offering. Today's our last day. I encourage you to please go to the effort of getting these, calling in or writing, because we won't be advertising this again on our programs next week. So this is good for you, but it's also great for you to share these truths with other people. Now, today I'm going to play a testimony about Connie Weisskopf. And her husband, Dave, and her were both healed. Connie was healed of cancer. I mean, miraculously healed. Her husband was healed of heart problems. And that's going to be the focus of the story. But let me just make this point, that it's tomorrow, back in 1973, on January the 22nd, 1973, is when the Supreme Court made their decision on Roe versus Wade and legalized abortion. And a subtitle or a hidden plot in this testimony we're going to give about Connie Weisskopf today is that she had had an abortion. And she finally came to grips with this. She was she had gotten born again, and she was going to some kind of a ladies' meeting in her church. And part of that was that they went to a pregnancy center. They heard a presentation about abortion, and all of a sudden it just dawned on her that she had actually killed her child. And prior to that time, I guess that she had been, you know, indoctrinated by the way that the world looks at it, that it's not really a child. It's totally her body, which is not true. And she came to grips with the fact that she had killed a child. And I've made this point last week when we were talking about another testimony, the Trovers, where their baby was healed of Down syndrome in the mother's womb. And I really believe that abortion is murder, that there have been over 50 million children aborted in the United States since the Roe versus Wade decision. And I believe it's murder. And I know that every time I'll say something like this, boy, people get mad. I was actually pulled from my UK broadcast. We had the Ofcom thing come in and tell the station that was broadcasting that you can't say things like this because it was very offensive to call abortion murder. That's not the way that people want to look at it. They want to say that this is a part of that woman's body. It is totally her decision. It is not a viable human being yet. And you can say whatever you want to, but that is not the facts. That isn't the facts from a medical standpoint. They now have proven that that baby has its own set of DNA, has its own emotions, feels pain. It is not that mother's body any longer. It is a individual. The Bible teaches that. I won't take time to go to the Scripture and verify all of that right now. But the Scripture shows that that child is an individual, a human being from the moment of conception. And anyway, Connie had to come to grips with this, and she just cried, and her husband both prayed, and they said that God has forgiven us for what we've done. And I really want to point this out. This is kind of a subplot in this healing testimony that we're going to give, but it's an important part of what happened. Matter of fact, I believe that the guilt and the condemnation that Connie was feeling over some of the things that she had done was probably one of the factors why she just didn't receive her healing immediately, because that guilt and condemnation will hinder and stop your faith. I think it's in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. It says that if you don't have a good conscience, you make your faith shipwreck. The word shipwreck doesn't mean that you never left port, that you never started moving. It means that you didn't reach your desired haven. You got shipwrecked along the way. And there are people who know that God can do a miracle. They even believe that God is a miracle-working God, but they never reach their destination and see the full manifestation because they're living under guilt and condemnation. And this was true in Connie's life. But then she got hold of the Word of God and not only got healed, but she got forgiven. And today, one of the things that will be portrayed in this DVD that you're going to watch on my program today is that you will see Connie has now been totally forgiven of this. She's a woman that's totally healthy and whole, and she is now the director of a pregnancy center and helping other women who are in crisis situations. We aren't condemning people that have had abortion. What we're trying to do is to say that there is a better way than to deny the fact that that child is a human being, and just to say that it doesn't matter and that it's just a hunk of flesh. The better way is to acknowledge that, no, this is a human being. If you've had an abortion, that's murder. But God can forgive, and God can restore, and God can actually take the things that have happened to you and turn around and use it as an opportunity for you to minister to other people and help them. So you're going to see all of this. You're not only going to see the physical healing, but you're going to see the emotional healing, the forgiveness of sin, and the restoration. And the things that God did for Connie Weisskopf, God can do for you. Watch this. I believe it's going to bless you, and then I'll be right back at the end of the program.
For 25 years, Connie Schlepp Weisskopf captured the beauty of nature through the art of watercolor. Her career was celebrated in fine art galleries in Europe and America. But one painting in her collection stood out from the others. A depiction of Christ suffering agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. As it turned out, Connie carried secrets deep inside, secrets known only to God.
I was raped at gunpoint 5 times by a man that I had dated in college. And I had broken up with him because he was abusive, of course, after just a few months of dating him, and he broke into my home and raped me. I became pregnant and terminated that child.
Violent rape and abortion were the secrets Connie carried as she developed her career in the world of watercolor art. For 25 years, she continued, as feelings of pain, anger, and insecurity kept her running from the commitment of a marriage relationship.
It was probably 12 years ago, though, that the Lord called me to marry my husband, David. We had dated years prior, and we had broken up because I gave my life to Christ and he had not. We were actually living together at the time, and God miraculously worked in my husband's heart, changed his life.
She was never, prior to that, ready to get married. But God's been the foundation of this marriage, and that I think he brought us together finally.
Newly married, Connie and David began to seek God, like many other couples, through regular church attendance.
The head of women's ministry at the church that I belong to invited us to a banquet for a pregnancy center, and never heard of one before, never knew they existed. A woman was giving her testimony about terminating a child, about abortion. My husband and I had done that before we got married. We never talked about it. We never wanted anyone to know. I never certainly did. And I had never told my husband that I had made that choice prior. For the first time in my life, my husband and I began to talk about the choices we had made before we were married. in the parking lot that day after the banquet, my husband grabbed my hand and said, "You know Jesus has forgiven us." And I said, "I don't. I don't know that."
As a Christian believer, Connie was carrying the agony she had depicted in her painting of the Garden of Gethsemane. She needed help to understand and really believe in her heart that Jesus had carried that pain for her and that she was forgiven.
During the course of that time, both Connie and I came upon some health challenges. I was going to the doctor for my annual physical.
We couldn't do a lot of things because he'd get really tired. He didn't like to ride bikes or do a lot of outings. We do play golf and we fly fish. But it became more evident that he was tired a lot and was diagnosed with a heart condition.
She'd had, felt some lumps in her breast, and so finally convinced her to go see a doctor. And they said we needed to do a biopsy, and they did the biopsy.
When I first was diagnosed, I'm going to tell you that my friends, well-meaning, and family, well-meaning, said, "This is the time you need to find out everything, you know, doctors say about breast cancer." Well, the Lord spoke to me and said, "No, Connie, this is when you need to find out everything I say about healing." And Andrew Womack's ministry had a lot of that for me. Then on my way home, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Connie, you don't even believe me that I've forgiven your sins. How will you believe me for your healing?" I'm going to tell you, I wept in the car that day and said, "God, I have done so many horrible things. How can you forgive all of those things?" And I was thinking on the abortions that I'd done, just all the sinful things. I mean, I'm one of the worst sinners out there. God said to me, "Then I sent my son for nothing." I went home and wept that day, and I'm like, "God." I searched every scripture there was on what he did at the cross, why he sent his son. Andrew's teachings brought me to that as well. I continued to just, read the word, listen, the healing scriptures. You've already got it. God wants you well. He just speaks in such a way that it's just simple truth about this Jesus that I fell in love with. And the more that when I first fell in love with him too, I kept hearing in the word, you know, God has these greater things for you to do, that you will be doing even greater things than him. But I wasn't seeing them in the church. You know, I saw a lot of people die. I saw a lot of people not getting well. I emailed Andrew's ministry and asked them if he could come and pray for me because I sought out people who, when they prayed, when they spoke, there was fruit. I didn't see a lot of that in other places. And someone graciously emailed me back and said, "Well, he's a very busy man. But you know what? He is going to be ministering in Colorado Springs this next weekend." I went a couple days early and just spent a lot of time in the Word, listened to the tapes that I had been blessed with from Andrew. I used to just put them on at night and lay in bed and just listen to them, having the Word just go into me, the healing scriptures and that. So I went to that church early on Sunday morning where he was ministering. I went into the sanctuary and sat down and was just waiting. And then all of a sudden, I just felt the Lord's little nudge and said, "Go out into the lobby now." And I ran smack face into Andrew.
Oh, there's him.
Oh, hi. So you want to be healed?
Yes.
You ready to receive?
I'm ready to receive.
Connie is healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you've done it. We pray.
It was a simple prayer. He just said, "Are you ready to receive your healing?" And I was. He simply prayed for me. And then we went in and commanded the cancer to leave my body. We went into the sanctuary and the message that day.
If you believe God for healing, God doesn't respond to you and heal you. The scripture says that by his stripes you were healed 2,000 years ago.
by his stripes. That's talking about what happened in Herod's judgment hall when he took those stripes on his back. Jesus isn't healing people today. He healed people 2,000 years ago. All of the power that it takes to heal every sickness and every problem in the human race was generated 2,000 years ago. And then when you get born again, God places that raising from the dead power on the inside of you.
It ministered to my heart even more, so that the healing manifested that day, I believe, that moment when he prayed and when I heard. I didn't have enough faith not to go have the surgery yet, and didn't believe enough yet. So anyway, I went in for the surgery for my breast cancer.
You know, the doctor came back out and talked to the family afterwards, and he said he felt really good about the procedure. And
they called me the very next day, which is unheard of, and the doctor said to me, Connie, we don't know what happened. All the cancer was gone.
I know what happened. Jesus healed me.
And my husband and I just began to rejoice because we knew what happened, and I told my doctor that I know what happened. I have this incredible God who has healing, and that's what happened. Shortly after that, my husband asked me if I would pray for him, for his healing, for his heart, because they basically gave him a death sentence, said, you know, there's nothing more we can do. You just get to go home and die. You have 3 to 5 years, probably three. I wanted my husband to live. I wanted him to have this incredible life that we have. So one night he asked me to pray, and it was probably 2 weeks or so later.
One night at dinner, I started thinking about the fact that I really hadn't felt this fluttering or the arrhythmia in my heart for some time. And I checked my pulse, and because I could feel the fluctuations in my pulse. And
he kind of had a strange look on his face, and I'm like, what's up?
I just looked at Connie and said, this is kind of freaky, but my pulse is really steady.
It's normal.
You. Amen.
And immediately I just jumped up and began to just rejoice and thank God for my husband's healing.
I went back to this other specialist and went in, did the EKG, and took my chart into him, sat down with him, and he looked at him and he goes, these are yours. And I said, yes. And he goes, well, they're normal. And I said, I expected that. And he said, why? And, you know, I just proceeded to tell him, I'm healed. I think we don't need to go any further with this. And he said, well, I don't know why that would be, but I said, well, I just praise my God for that healing.
So now I get to live this awesome life with Jesus and my husband because he believed and received all that our Lord has.
In discovering the joy of forgiveness and healing, Connie felt God leading her to volunteer at the Life Choices Pregnancy Center in her home community. In 2007, she became the facility's director.
I was offered the position as center director at the pregnancy center where I was volunteering at. My husband and I prayed because that would be a huge change for us. He was used to, of course, having me at home, working at home, and you kind of can set your schedule. So dinner was on the table, and he worked very hard at his job. But we both prayed and felt like this is where God wanted me to be, and totally felt that peace about it, knowing that now I could share with other women and men, because, you know, behind every young woman is a young man, and we often have them coming into the center as well. And we get to pray with them and share the gospel with them.
How I see her interact with clients and volunteers, she has a gift of grace. She's just such an encouragement to me. Yeah. They told me I was pregnant, and then they also gave me, like, just, like, advice from, like, the Bible, and they just, like, were really encouraging.
What Connie's able to do is to share the nature of God with people that don't understand how really good God is.
Many girls have changed their minds that we're going to abort their babies.
Life Choices, the whole facility has been just amazing. They've been prayer, Bible studies, helping me make the decision to keep my child.
We've had many, many healings at Life Choices now. We've had women healed of breast cancers and hepatitis C, emotional healings.
We see girls coming to the Lord, and we see people that have never been inside a church and have never known really what Jesus has done for us to ask questions and to come back and to find the Lord, and that's exciting, and that's what we're about.
Connie's 25-year career as a watercolor artist has now become a hobby. Her passion and the truly fulfilling moments of her life are found at the pregnancy center. With no children of her own, she pours her life into the young women who come for help. She's become a brush in the hands of the divine artist and author of life itself, who is painting love and forgiveness, the colors of eternity, on the hearts of these priceless women and children.
God's given me this incredible opportunity at Life Choices to share the gospel. He wants us all to be out there, you know, sharing with non-believers as well as believers about the healing power, the authority, the love of Jesus Christ. So we get to do that at Life Choices, and what they see speaks more to them about my Jesus than even the words that I can say sometimes.
She's more than just a mentor. She's more than just someone who works at Life Choices. She is a true woman of God. She is the best.
She's living proof. I mean, she's able to say, I know this for a fact, and I'm living proof that God is good and his word is true.
I honestly, truly believe it, that if it wasn't for God and it wasn't for Connie, I would not be here today.
Praise God. Isn't that awesome to see what God can do? How God can heal your body, how He can heal your emotions, forgive you, make your life start counting, and now Connie is impacting untold number of other people. You know, throughout these 3 weeks, we've shown a lot of testimonies, and every one of these people were impacted by a God who is still alive today and still moving today. And the vast majority of them were impacted directly through the Word of God, not just me or an individual, but it was just the truth that set them free. And I offer all of these testimonies to you as proof that God is still alive today and that God wants to make you alive and God wants to heal you, whether it's in your physical body or whether it's in your emotions. If you've been living under condemnation, you know, as we approach this anniversary of the Roe versus Wade, if you're one of these women that became, you were dominated, made susceptible to the lie today that it's just your choice, it's all about your choice. And if you now realize that, instead of just trying to bury this and put your head in the sand and say that nothing happened and it wasn't real, I encourage you to come face to face with it the way Connie did, to acknowledge that it was wrong, to repent of it, and let God heal you. And if you'll do that, man, there is forgiveness and restoration, and you can thrive instead of just survive. Man, that's good news. Again, I want to remind you, today is our last day to offer you these materials, Volume 1, 2, and 3, and this little booklet on healing. So please call or write today. Get it not only for yourself, but so that you could be a blessing to someone else and share these truths with them.
The story you saw on today's program is included, along with 4 additional healing testimonies, on the brand new Healing Journeys Volume 3 DVD. This new release DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes 3 DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These 3 DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed.
The Healing Journeys, I I watched over and over.
I remember when I was going through treatment, he was talking on those and showing those testimonies, and it just helped me tremendously to be able to just soak that in and watch how God has healed them. And he's no respecter of persons, so I knew that my healing was taken care of as well.
The entire package has a catalog value of $77. But today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado this week for the Caris Bible College Men's Advance, January 20th through the 22nd. And in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar, February 10th through the 12th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for Caris Bible College Campus Days, March 9th through the 11th. In Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, March 31st through April 2nd. And in the Washington, D.C. area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, April 14th through the 16th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Have you ever wanted to check out back issues of Gospel Truth magazine from Andrew Womack Ministries? They're available online at awmi.net. Just log on to our website, look to the left, and click on Extras. Then look to the left again and click on Online Magazines. Once you're there, you're free to browse through our selection of Gospel Truth magazines from years past. Check out some great articles, and be sure and check out the current issue while you're at it. Gospel Truth Magazine, now available online at awmi.net.